This is the brief on Google's AI innovation and the future of tech infrastructure. As AI totally reshapes how we access info, it's actually triggering a massive physical ripple effect across our energy grids, our workforce, and the high-stakes race for quantum computing. First up, AI is fundamentally transforming Google Search. Their AI overviews, which are powered by the Gemini model, now reach a billion users. Think of it like upgrading from a dusty library card catalog to an ongoing conversation with a personal assistant. Now, you might wonder, doesn't answering questions directly kill their ad revenue? Surprisingly, no. It lowers the barriers so much that people ask way more questions, keeping that revenue totally stable. Second, let's talk about the physical cost. You just can't run advanced AI without serious electricity. The U.S. expects a massive 128 gigawatt surge by 2030. It's kind of like trying to run a high-speed bullet train on 19th century tracks. So in response, Google is making a $75 billion capital investment in 2025. They're exploring small modular nuclear reactors and even funding training for 100,000 electrical workers to physically build this grid. Finally, as AI pushes current computing to the limit, the ultimate leap is quantum. But we really need to watch out for Q-Day, expected around 2030. This is when quantum computers become powerful enough to break modern encryption, threatening banking and Bitcoin. With Google's long-term investments and a $2 billion U.S. government bet to stay ahead, you really gotta ask, are we building the ultimate digital tool or the ultimate lockpicker? In short, the AI revolution isn't just about smarter software. It demands a total overhaul of our physical energy grids, blue-collar workforce, and next-generation quantum hardware.